Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 21st of October, and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And idea one is to develop this. Some new research by SAP suggests that innovation is the greatest challenge for 30% of growing businesses here in the UK. They're actually sort of seeing that actually making innovation work is a real challenge. It's something we've seen and certainly talked about before. And it's quite interesting when you start looking at this, our definition of innovation is the successful exploitation of new ideas. It's about creating ideas and then more importantly doing something about them. And one of the things we're actually sort of seeing is that growing businesses, 20% of them actually see they want to grow faster than their competitors. And 40% see actually innovation as being the most important factor actually doing that. But they're seeing blockages to doing it. They include cost, time to actually make these things work, and time in terms of training people to do it. And I think a fundamental thing for me is actually saying, have you actually worked out what innovation means for your business? And more importantly, where do the ideas come from? What process have you got in place to generate ideas, whether it's your people, your customers, your suppliers, or even things like 3D Thoughts? Have a look at the assessment tool we've created to actually help you see how you measure up against this. More importantly, successful exploitation of new ideas. It's about doing stuff. Having done it, make sure you do something with them. Idea two is develop this. The future of this company will not be about whether we operate in particular areas or where our problem assets sit. The future is about how good a job we do for our customers, including those who are having difficulty repaying their loans. According to the Sunday Times, that's a quote from Ross McEwan, the new chief exec of Royal Bank of Scotland, and talking about how they're going to focus on customers to rebuild trust. And I think one of the things that's quite interesting that he's looking at doing is actually changing the staff bonus schemes to link them to customer satisfaction levels. And I think that could be a real Uber culture thing. And Uber culture is this whole idea of people understand what's expected of them. The systems and processes are built to reinforce. People are engaged, empowered, encouraged to deliver them. And crucially, they are rewarded and recognised for doing it. And one of the things that they're looking to do is possibly reward and recognise staff for going the extra mile for customers and for actually linking the overall performance of the business to customer satisfaction levels and rewarding people accordingly. So one of the things you might want to think a bit about is, what do people get rewarded for in your business? What are you doing to shape the behaviours that you want? Again, have a look on the website. You'll see andyhanselman.com, a free ebook called Uber Culture. It helps you look at making this stuff work. More importantly, seeing how you can actually create the culture you want in your business. And talking about rewards, I think here's a great story about a particular individual who went the extra mile for a customer. Sarah Hoydal actually picked up the soldier's bill early this month. There were two soldiers who were actually in her restaurant, and due to the shutdown in the US, they weren't getting paid. And she heard them talking about it. And she's a single mother. She actually wrote a little note saying, "Thanks to the government shutdown, the people like you that protect this country are not getting paid. However, I still am. Lunch is on me. Thank you for serving, ladies. Have a great day, Sarah." And Anne Sarah actually paid their bill, $27.75. For somebody who maybe is a single mother, not earning a great deal, fantastic thing. This actually got captured by Facebook, got linked all around the place. She actually ended up on The Ellen Show, and if anyone wants to have a look at the link, you can see it, where she was actually given a $10,000 reward. I'm not suggesting that you'd always get a $10,000 reward for actually going the extra mile for customers. I think it's a great example of championing your champions. Have a great week and get championing those champions. Take care now. Bye.